recently.
I will destroy them all.
You ready? I'm gonna start.
Yep, I'm ready.
Hello and welcome to the coordinate, the final episode of the coordinate. This, you know, it's the final episode of Attack on Titan, so it's only fitting that it's the final episode of this podcast. And as such, we thought it was necessary enough for me, I'm Tyler, to take off work so that me and Bill could record together for the final episode of Attack on Titan.
Yes, the final episode. Like, you know, it's the last ever episode of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, there's, you know, no more.
It's not like they're going to announce another whole season, is it?
Yeah, this is the final season and has been marketed as such, you know?
Yes. It's not, you can't, you know, they're not going to suddenly say, no, this was final season part one. You know? Mm-hmm. Who would do that? Who would do such a thing? Just can't see it happening.
We're talking about Attack on Titan, the final season, episode 75, Above and Below.
Above what? Above our pay grade?
I think it's above Shiganshina, and there's also things below Shiganshina, I guess.
Like the basement. Are we going back to the basement?
Yeah, well, I want to go back to the basement. If we want to think about this literally, we've got, if Aaron's the one that has things above and below him, he's got the Marley soldiers about to jump from the sky above him, and then he's got enemies below because he's made all of his friends enemies and they're in the cells. So
spoilers, dude. Spoilers.
Well, if you haven't watched the episode, yeah, why are you listening?
Yeah. Blind people might listen to us to find out what's going on.
Maybe.
I can't imagine so. If I was blind, the last thing I want to do is listen to us two idiots talk about Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I'll just learn Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. So shall we discuss the big news then? That really this isn't really the end.
Yeah. So there's gonna be a part two coming in winter. Which that actually means next year, around this time, probably. Because this season started in the fall, which was December. So, yeah, it's probably going to be like February, March before we get more Attack on Titan. So it's going to be a while.
Oh, I was kind of gutted. Like, I've been so hyped. I'm a big fan of the series, obviously, but I was just like so hyped to, you know, finally get to the end and see what's happening.
Yeah.
And kind of this episode as well. This episode really just kind of sets it up.
It's
like,
just,
you know,
hype.
Yeah, it's just pure hype for them to just have this big end battle. There's only probably like one little loose end, I'd say, that's left at the end of this episode. Everything else has kind of come together. But yeah, it's
like
just
sort of a cliffhanger ending, but also it doesn't really seem like a cliffhanger ending. It doesn't seem like it's meant to be the end of anything, you know?
Well, you wouldn't think you'd get another season out of what they've left it on a cliffhanger as. Like, the cliffhanger is everyone's about to fight. It's all about to kick off. We get to look forward to another season of Attack on Titan. So, yep, for whatever break it is, me and Tyler will be back, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you want to wait for the anime or do you want to jump into the manga? There's only 22 chapters left and it ends next week.
So are you up to date on the manga?
I am. You think about it and you can like answer at the end.
So you knew this was going to happen, didn't you? You knew this was going to happen.
I did.
Well, yeah, no,
okay.
I was hoping
that they would give like some weird alternate ending, honestly. Just like different. Okay.
Let's have a think about that, because I think we've kind of built up a listener base who are probably watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they would appreciate having the spoiler bit from the manga. Whereas I kind of just want to read the manga. So yeah, we'll make a snap decision on that at the end.
All right, sounds good.
Should we start with the episode then?
Yeah, let's get started. So Hanji hears a thunder spear and she's like, that's weird. We killed all the Titans.
Who's using thunder spears?
Yeah.
Was it just my eye socket deceiving me? Because she's out in the wilderness with Flotch, isn't she? And I think, are they trying to meet up with Zeke at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they know where Zeke is yet. Like, I think Hanji knows where Zeke is. I don't know if she told them. I it kind of feels like with a few things that we like missed an episode. Did it feel that way to you?
A little bit. I mean, there's just, you know, we don't know what a few of the characters have been up to, but obviously we know, because we get to see Zeke lying on the floor, bleeding out, basically. Well, he's not even bleeding, is he? He looks completely dead, but he seems, like, trapped in his mind.
Yeah, he's got, like, no lower body. He's missing a bit of his arms. It's not looking great.
He looks as dead can be, but, you know, he's still there. And so, yeah, so, you know, they're going to go over and investigate, but before they can, this is really weird. Why does the Titan rip his belly open?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you notice there were, like, flashes of a little girl, like... She looked like she was pulling a body. I'm not sure if that's what she was doing, but
I did notice the flashes, but I didn't really get what that was.
Yep, it's a little girl.
Yeah, I saw the little girl, but I mean, like, you know, I kind of just thought it was like maybe someone from Zeke's past. Maybe he's got a daughter. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, it's just so weird that this like Titan comes over, and this Titan's obviously fresh as well.
Because... Yeah, I think it's the Titan that was carrying him before. I think it's one of those Titans. Maybe it's just a random one. I don't know.
Because it's completely steaming. So, well, they can't be random ones because they've taken them all out.
Yeah.
You know, so can it? No, that girl's carrying a bag. I just checked that. She's just holding a bag. So he's obviously got some sort of weird daydream going on. But yeah, I can't imagine where that Titan's come from. Unless it's maybe Levi. Can Levi become a Titan? As a random question, because he's an Anchorman, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, we don't really know at this point, because did he drink the wine?
No. He's teetotal.
He didn't seem interested in it, so...
Yeah. I think that's the only reason he wouldn't have changed into a Titan. I very much doubt, had Zeke had the opportunity to turn Levi into a Titan, that he would have skipped it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd been like, yeah, even leaving him alive with all those Titans, he was fairly sure Levi was going to die. But, you know, Levi showed otherwise. But, yeah, if you knew you could turn him into a Titan and then he'd be under your control, you'd be like, doing this, man. Okay, I'm not taking a risk with Levi. That guy's a murderous cunt. Oh.
But on the counterpoint, I think if he really wanted to turn Levi into a Titan, he would have made it somehow got his spinal fluid into some tea, because Levi is pretty big on tea.
Yeah, but, you know, Zeke wouldn't have known that when he came up with the old wine plan, and he was obviously locked, you know, under lockdown rules in the forest, having a close eye on him. I doubt he'd been able to spike his tea at any point. But yeah. Anyway,
how do you think Zeke's getting all the spinal fluid out?
I assume it's just something they've just worked on over a while. Like, you know, obviously, I think Marley, as part of their, you know, war program, would have been. I mean, is it just Zeke's spinal fluid that can do this, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm rightly, yeah.
Well,
so they take other Titans'
spinal fluid, presumably to that's what they turn everybody into Titans with, but like his is special in that he can force them to change whenever instead of just like instantly.
Okay. So yeah, so there's some weird special powers that he's got, which we don't really know too much about at this point. But yeah, which is strange because this is the final episode. You think they'd have told us by now. and yeah, I mean, I imagine as part of Marley's war efforts, and especially knowing that about Zeke's, they would have farmed it from him basically over the years. So he probably just broke into a storehouse somewhere full of his spinal fluid where they've been taking it, like, you know, every couple of days.
Yeah.
And then just, yeah, gone, hey, let's get this into some wine and let's have a party.
Do you think he just has like a permanent, like some kind of like a thing like built into his back, so it's just easier to draw it out, so they don't have to like retap it every time? Yeah.
Yeah, they just put a pint underneath it and go, there we go. Pint of spiral fluids for the Elidians stuck in the intermental zone, or whatever it's called. intermediate zone. Every time I see that, I get confused. Anyway, yeah, so Zeke gets picked up by this Titan, and the Titan rips open its belly and sticks Zeke inside it. Now, I assume that this has been done so that technically Zeke hasn't been eaten, and he's going to be like living inside this Titan's belly while he slowly recovers. That's
yeah,
my
theory, it's kind of anyway. like a Tauntaun from Star Wars situation.
Yeah, I think so. And also because Zeke's in, because Zeke can mind control, I suspect it probably is one he's transformed, and so he's controlling the Titan. Has been like, you know, in his completely incapacitated state, he's just sending out signals like, "Hey, look after me."
Yeah, so it's straight up protecting, probably. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then for the very last time, we get our lovely intro music.
Yeah, they'll pick a different one, honestly, for the second half. They usually change halfway through.
Yeah, I reckon they will. So, you know, we get to look forward to that next season. I'll do a singing rendition of it.
You'll hate it at first, then you'll start to love it, and then you'll listen to it too many times, and you'll be like, eh.
I assume that's how people feel when they listen to our podcast. God, this is terrible, but I just can't stop listening to it. Oh, I love this now. But yeah, then we're treated to, what's his name? Who's the crazy guy?
The bald guy, Pixis?
No, not Pixis, the crazy one.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Zeke's, evangelized per guy with blonde hair. He shaved his beard off.
Blonde hair guy shaves his beard off.
Yeah,
I have no clue who you're talking about.
Zeke's second in command.
Oh, Yelena.
Yelena, that's it, Yelena.
Yeah, okay. I was very confused because, like, I understand now what you're talking about with the beard, but I was like, I just assumed you were talking about a man.
He is a man, isn't it?
No, it's a woman.
But why has she got a beard?
It's a fake beard.
Am I being sexist?
She pulled it off.
Fake beard. Those are fake arms. yeah, and she's having a dinner with Pixis and a couple of others, and they're kind of explaining the armband system.
Yeah, so they've got wide armbands for the early edition traders, red armbands for the traders who traded when they found out they had spinal fluid in them, and then the black armbands for the ones who, I guess, like, you know, last minute kind of buckled, because, like, they still kind of they took over the government, so, you know, no one's coming out looking good exactly.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so Pixis has got a black armband, so I assume that means that, you know, they've submitted, but they've had to do it via force.
Yeah,
like you say, like, they're doing it against their will. You know, guys, yeah, with the red armbands are doing it willingly, but because they're afraid they're going to be turned into titans.
and we actually see a couple of the military police outside, like, at gunpoint, having these black armbands put on them. So
yeah, like the final people to resist, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird choice coming from, you know, Zeke, who grew up his whole life with having to wear, like, an armband to identify him as, you know, like, subhuman. It's kind of a weird choice for him to make.
Yeah, and Pixis kind of points that out as well. He says, like, you know, you're doing exactly what Marley does. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, and Yelena's just like, well, they did some good things. We learned some things from them.
Yeah, like, you can learn a lot from your enemies. And does she actually tell Pixis about Zeke's plan here?
No, she doesn't. He kind of, like, asks about it, and she's like, you know what? You don't get to know, because, like, you waited way too long. Like, you should have just did what Zeke wanted to do, but instead you resisted, and yeah, now you don't get to know. He's a god.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to do the rumbling. That'll protect you for about 50 years. That'll give you some time. Yeah, the whole thing with her calling Zeke a god all the time is really weird.
Yeah.
He is the god who will save the world. Do-do-do. And yep, then in the meantime, we flick down to another basement, aka a prison cell. But a nice prison cell where they have tea and fine china cups.
Nice service. Oh, one thing to note in the previous scene is Onion Kampan. He's gone to Yelena's side. Like, that was one of the things that I felt like, did I miss something? Because I don't remember that happening.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I seem to remember him being there, because wasn't someone was questioning him, and I think they caught him in a lie.
Haji was questioning him a few episodes back when we saw the squirrel, and, like, they still seem to be pretty buddy-buddy.
Yeah, because he didn't know about buddy-buddy,
the spinal fluid plan.
I feel like at the end she caught him out on something, though. Like, there was something he was doing. That might be one of my episodes. God forbid I remember anything. but yeah, I know what you mean, though. He is kind of... You'd think he'd be more on the opposite side, because in the prison cell is... what's his name?
Niccolo.
Niccolo, that's it. The one who sort of fell in love with Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you thought, yeah, you kind of felt like he was going more Niccolo's direction, but he obviously just, like, swung back the other way.
Yeah, because weirdly, Niccolo actually sort of knew about the plan, because he was one of the ones feeding wine to people, so...
Yeah, but Niccolo also says he believes it's got his spinal fluid in, but he doesn't know for certain. Yeah. So he kind of vaguely knew what was going on, but he had a job to do. So yeah, I kind of feel like all these volunteers were picked because they would do a job, but not necessarily all of them were told the entire plan. Because obviously, you know, the less people that know the real plan, the less chance of it coming out.
Yeah.
you know, to get my cynical hat on.
We have John and Coney are like, so okay, I don't know how to pronounce anyone's name, and it's not entirely my fault, because I've recently realized that sometimes they spell them differently in the manga. Like, they'll start out spelling it one way, and then I don't know just how it gets translated, they change it, because sometimes Connie's name is pronounced Connie, sometimes it's Coney. The John and Jean thing is a mistake.
I assume it depends on who's translating it.
Yeah. So
to change it in the anime later on, then the person translating it might be changing it as well.
Yeah, because the original head of the military, Zachary, he had a completely different name at one point, and it confused me so much. Same with Zeke's like mentor. His name, I'm pretty sure, was spelled Xavier at one point, and now it's like got some K's and some S's, and I'm like, I don't know how to say that. Cassaver?
Yeah, I completely forgot his name, but I think his first name's like Ted or something weird. Ted. So dude. I was like, yeah, Ted, you know, Ted.
Anyways, that's not important for this, but they're kind of getting filled in on like what the conversation with Aaron was about. And Armin's like, you know, he said some mean things about Mikasa, so I punched him, and then he punched me back a lot. And
he beat shit out of me.
John's just like, what exactly did he say about Mikasa?
I can call him Gene.
And yeah, I always call Gene him Gene too, but I know it's John.
Gene ever Connie, since, like, that's what I go for.
Yeah, ever since I started watching Star Trek, I was like, it's like Jean-Luc Picard.
I think John's a rare case, though, for that name. yeah, and they're kind of, yeah, so they're talking, yeah, about the whole situation. And I think it's Gene as well is the one who's like, you sure? It seems really weird that he just beat you up, you know? If he was sane, there must be some sort of meaning behind it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of with him.
Yeah, Connie just kind of like writes him off as like a piece of shit. And John's like, but maybe not, which is weird because John's the one who like initially hates Aaron.
Mm. Yeah, but I think he's come to realize that generally Aaron's right. And I'm with Gene in this one. It's just like, yeah, I feel like Aaron's got a game plan and he's going along with things at the moment, but there's something, he's going to change something somewhere.
So what do you think he's going to do?
Well, I can't believe he thinks euthanasia is like the way they're going to fix this. I don't know what he's going to do. But, you know, what my current standing theory is from the last couple of episodes. I still think, I'll say this to the end of the episode. You know, my little rant on this.
So,
my theory on what's going to happen next.
What do you think about the plan being called the euthanasia plan? Because it's not really euthanasia. It's sterilization.
It is.
Why isn't it the sterilization plan?
Because it's euthanasia.
It'd be euthanasia if he was, like, killing all of the Eldians, right? Like, instantly.
The plan is to
slowly kill them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you do it in one day or 100 years. Like, you know, you're still wiping out an entire race of people.
Yeah, I don't know. Sterilization plan just it seems better to me.
I think it's all about you. It's all about euthanasia, man. You got to be down with euthanasia. I turned my phone off, by the way. That's why Dave Mustang's not interrupting me while I'm saying euthanasia. You know, eventually, no one will be able to have children. The race will die out. And, you know, there's obviously something special about the Eldians because they can turn into titans. So the only one who will be able to breed here is Mikasa and possibly Levi if he's still alive.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they are blood Eldians.
They are?
Yeah. I didn't think Mikasa was. I thought that's why that woman came from that other
country. Yeah, she's half Asian clan and half Ackerman clan, and Ackermans are Eldians. They're just special Eldians.
Yeah. Oh, so Levi can turn into a Titan in. Okay. Do you think they're brothers and sister?
I liked it better. You just asking if they were brothers.
Do you think they're brothers?
I don't think so.
Hey, Mikasa identifies as what she wants to, man. Don't be so offensive.
I recently learned that in the manga, Hanji is non-binary. Didn't
is
know
she?
That. Yeah, because in the anime, she is a she. So I started out with the anime, so going to the manga, I never picked up on that. Yeah, they don't use pronouns for...
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that at all. Where was we? Brothers, sisters, the aunts and uncles. Is Erin sane?
Yep. So now, like, Yelena comes down, but then they cross over to the scene with Erin and Gabby. And I like how Erin just refers to Gabby as that brat who killed Sasha. And I'm pretty sure he knows her name because he knows Falco's name.
Yeah, I know. I think it's all just part of the sort of the torturing thing with Gabby. There must be something special with Gabby. You know, I haven't worked out what it is yet, but I feel like Erin knows. He knows there's something special about her, and that's why he's keeping her around. And also, I definitely think Falco is related to Zeke. That's my twisted theory. I don't know how, but I just think he is.
I mean, they're all related somehow, right?
Oh, yeah. I know, because they're all Eldian. But no, yes, when we had that flashback last week to Zeke's youth, he just looks exactly like Falco.
I thought he looked like a baby Niccolo.
Yeah, adult Niccolo, yeah. But I'm definitely thinking Falco is going to turn out to be Zeke's son or something. Or Gabby's going to turn out to be somehow in line with the royal family. I don't know. I can't imagine any other reason why she's been kept around at the moment.
I think Falco's way too old to be Zeke's son. Because I think Zeke's only, like, I don't know, like 23 or something like that. I can't remember.
I hadn't pegged as being older. It's so hard to keep up with all this stuff.
Levi's the only one. Crazy fan theories. Levi's the only one that's, like, older. Levi's, like, in his mid-30s. Doesn't really look like, I don't know.
Well, no, because he's, like, the height of a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was we? So Yelena come down and then she shot that bloke in the head.
Yeah, for because he was bad mouthing Sasha, and he's Niccolo's like freaking out, and he's like, or Yelena's like, I'm sorry for the disrespect.
Who was that guy anyway?
I think it's the first time we've seen him. Like, he may have showed up before in my notes.
Everyone knows his name. It's just like, hey, Grease, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, my notes, I'm like, Yelena and Anya Kaman come down with someone.
With cannon fodder.
Some guy,
So he's bad-mouthing them, and Elena just shoots him in the head. She's like, we don't have place in this world for anyone calling you island devils still. And I'm thinking, oh, poor Gabby.
At first, like, when they said his name was, like, Grease or whatever, I was thinking Falco's last name is Grice, but then I was like, wait, no, this guy has to be Marlian, or, you know, he's not Eldian. So I was like, he can't be related.
But so Yelena's gone down to explain the euthanasia plan. And then, yeah, like you say, Erin walks in on Gabby and says, hey, you're the brat who killed Sasha. Mm-hmm. Want to say Falco? Come with me.
Come with me if you want to say Falco.
You howl. Yeah, I'm still not finding Erin sexy. I don't know why you find him so sexy.
I don't find him sexy. It's the internet. But I've recently learned that
you're the one constantly looking at the pictures.
The internet finds every character sexy.
Yeah,
I should have known that from the beginning.
Who is the internet? Who is this person? And then while he's talking to her, PK comes in.
Yep.
And PK was definitely a footballer who played for Barcelona.
When you say PK, I think of one of the characters from Smash Bros. I can't remember the character's name. It's from Earthbound Mother, that series.
Oh,
it just says,
yeah, I'm not too
PK Fire!
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. I can't remember who that is either. I haven't played any of the Mother games yet.
Yeah, me either.
So it's on my to-do list. Mother. So PK comes in, kills the guard, and then threatens to blow Erin's brains out. And Erin literally just puts the gun to his forehead. He's like, go on in.
I like how she's still got the knife in the guy as she's pointing the gun at Erin. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. And then Gabby's
she's
like
a solid snake, isn't she?
Yeah, Gabby's like in the background, just like, oh.
It's like, pick up the rifle, Gabby. Pointed at Erin. And Erin's like, you're not going to kill me. You wouldn't even disobey your superiors, and they want you to take the founding Titan, not kill it.
Yeah, which honestly, that plan doesn't make that much sense, because if they're really that concerned about them doing the rumbling, if they just kill him, that the founding Titan just goes to some random Eldian baby. So
they're good for a while. Oh, I think I forgot about that.
I think that's explained at some point.
Yeah, so if the founding Titan dies, some random Eldian inherits the Titan ability.
Yeah, it's any of the shifters. Yeah.
Any of the special Titans.
Yep.
Right, okay. I was wondering about that. I was thinking, yeah, because if she shoots him, she's going to kill off like 6 or 7 of the of the special Titans.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Is that it? Was there like originally 500 special Titans? Am I down to the last 9 or 10 or whatever it is? But yeah, it's good. So, you know, this is all adding to my theory at the end in my big melting pot, you know, because suddenly the cart Titans arrived. We're getting all the Titans together. I think we're only missing Annie and the Jaw at the moment.
No, Jaw Titan's there. We're just missing, you know, Zeke's sort of dead.
Spoilers. But everyone's on the, you know, they're all heading to the island.
Yep.
And going to the island.
No, Annie's there, sleeping.
Yeah, she's there somewhere in Chrysalis. PK or whatever her name is decides to tell, basically try and convince Erin that she's actually on his side and not the Marlian side.
Yeah, and did you she buy that at first? Or?
Nah, did I fuck?
It didn't really make sense to me, like, knowing that she wasn't going to betray him and watching it, and I'm just like, her killing the guard, I feel like, she had some conviction, you know, like, she's not just going to, like, Aaron's going to say a couple of words, and she's going to be like, you know what, never mind, I'm with you. Like, it just seemed like way too quick.
I'm with
quick.
You, and I killed this guy for no reason in that case.
If she would have, like, snuck in and been like, hey, you know what, we should kill Marley.
Yeah, maybe knocked the guard out or something.
Yeah.
But the fact that she actually stabbed him in the neck, it was just like, yeah, you know, that guy had a family. That guy was Erin's step-uncle.
I think it's funny that she, like, makes Gabby point the gun at Aaron, and then she's like, finger off the trigger. Now put the gun down.
I don't actually want to kill him. We, you know, because even Erin says, you know, the Marlians want you to capture the Titan, so you have to eat me. You know, that's your end game. He knows that that's the only thing that they can possibly do is eat him. And yeah, it's just not happening. I love the bit where, he's standing there, his finger dripping with blood.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that he's kind of got this weird ability to, like, control his healing. I don't think anyone else has ever shown that.
Well, back when the female Titan arc, they blind Annie's Titan, and she heals quicker in one eye. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, divert your healing to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well remembered, Tyler.
Yep.
See, I knew we had you here for a reason.
So what we know is Aaron's just got, like, real good experience with his Titan. So,
he's got bloody enough Titans inside him.
I feel like Aaron's just always, like, just bleeding a little bit, just in case. Like, we see him doing that multiple times in this episode. He's just like, he gets like a paper cut, and he's like,
I could turn into Titan any moment. I have always wondered. So I know you always correct me on this when I say the warrior Titan. which Titan is he?
Aaron.
He's the
He's got the attack Titan, the Warhammer Titan, and the founding Titan.
So why does he never change into any of the other Titans?
Well, he can use their powers, but it'd be cool if it changed the appearance, though. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it'd be cool if he could, like, hey, I'm going to be the Warhammer Titan this time, and suddenly he gets the gimp suit, you know?
Yeah, or it's just his attack Titan with a gimp suit, you know? That'd be cool.
But yeah, I've wondered, because, you know, we've never got to see the founding Titan, have we?
I believe we see when Aaron's dad gets the founding Titan. I think we've seen that. He steals it from Historia's sister.
Yes.
Yeah. And we, at least, if we don't see her Titan already, we've seen the Titan before her, because do you remember Levi's uncle, Kenny?
Kenny.
he had like a close relationship with the previous founding Titan. So we see him.
No, okay. Yeah, I remember the person who was controlling. I can't remember what the actual founding Titan looked like, though. That's the only thing. But yeah, it just seems strange that Erin can't, like, you know, choose a different Titan and going to be like, hey, I'm going to be this one today.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. And do you know what? The only other kind of loose end that's really bugging me from the last couple of seasons, I'm going to ask this now while it's fresh on my mind. what is with the spinal fluid or stuff that Erin picked up that had armor ability in it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's never mentioned again. It's never a thing. There's just a random file which has got the word armor written on it, and he uses it, and suddenly he's got, like, semi-Annie abilities. And it's just like, you know, the female Titan.
Yeah, so...
And it's just like, confusing. And also, why is it called the female Titan? Like, what happens if a man eats her?
Yeah, I don't know. But, okay, as far as the armor, presumably, like, that just came from a different shifter Titan. That's my guess. Like, maybe it came from the armored Titan. And so ingesting a little bit of the armored Titan gives you a little bit of its power. So, like, maybe if you drink a little bit of colossal Titan fluid, you get, like, you grow, like, an inch or two.
Okay. There's a new email spam for erectile. Want an extra few inches? Have some colossal Titan fluid. 100% guaranteed, all the way from China.
But yeah, that's actually that's been one point that's bothered me a little bit. The other one is when Erin puts the boulder in the wall. Where did that giant boulder come from? Why was that there?
Yeah, I know. It's just like, it's obviously big enough to fit the entire wall. But the wall was smashed, so it had to have been part of that wall to begin with.
I think it was just a boulder that was already there pre-wall hole. So I don't know.
Pre-hole wall boulder.
Yeah.
Just like people going, what are we going to do with this thing? Why was this town built around this huge boulder?
It's way too big to move, but now it's just here. Like,
fuck it, let's walk around it. Yeah, you'd think someone would come along at some point and go, come on, let's smash this thing up. Everyone take a sledgehammer.
Yeah. We could put like a whole city block right here. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go balls to wall on it. Come on.
Anything left to talk about in the scene with Erin, Peek, and Gabby?
I forgot we were talking about that. Sorry, I just thought we were talking about things that all the unsaid loopholes that have been left in the thing. No, not really. I just kind of, you know, like you said, don't really believe PK's, you know, trustworthy at all, or, you know, trying to convince Erin. Gabby's obviously, you know, her world's finally been rocked. I think she's finally beginning to get it. All my complaints about her this whole time, she's finally beginning to get it.
Well, I mean, she like turns on Peek. She's like, you're a traitor too?
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And then yeah. Peek's like, do you realize, you know, we've seen it in the last couple of battles. Using the Titans is no longer going to be any good in warfare. And then what do you think Marley's going to do? Do you think they're going to leave us? Be like, hey, it's okay now. You can go back and live with normal society. No, they're going to wipe us all out because they don't want to risk us.
Yep.
You know, which I completely understand. I think she's got a fair point. But, yeah. Don't trust her. Don't trust her.
So, yeah, then we flash back over to Yelena telling everyone in the prison cells about Zeke's real plan. And it's basically
this great album by Megadeth called Euthanasia. You know, it's about middle tier.
Basically, she's like, and that's Zeke's plan.
Yeah. Now, I didn't realize as well, this thing where they're in prison, you know, obviously they've got the nice tea service going on. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Sasha's family's in the prison with them.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, I only really saw like all the gang, you know, all the gang that we're used to. You know, we saw Niccolo, Jean, Connie, Armin and Mikasa having a chat about what a dick Erin is. And yeah, I didn't realise in this one you see there's a table and in the background Sasha's dad and all of those orphan children are just sitting there.
Yeah, I didn't take the time to like look and see if like, you know, if it's like Erin's cell where there's just like a toilet, a freestanding toilet, like a bucket or something. Like,
do you reckon it's the same cell? Do you reckon that sink is still covered in his jizz?
With a shit bucket below it. Yes, probably. Yeah. No, his cell looked way tinier than this one. And actually, he bust out of that one.
I like Gene's reaction, though, to the euthanasia project. He's just like, what? But then everyone will get old and we'll only have old people to protect. So like, yeah, you don't get it, Gene. You're all going to die. All going to die, and you won't be able to have kids.
Yeah, but so Gene has a good point. No, he's saying, you know, like it sounds peaceful, sure, just like not being able to have kids. But then at some point, they're going to become really weak because they're just going to be old people, you know.
Yeah, like what are the last couple of old people going to do when their stair lifts aren't working?
Yeah, which Yelena says
who are they going to call to fix those things?
Yelena says that Historia has, if she has a kid, which she's having a kid. then they just have other random people eat the, you know, Beast Titan or the Founding Titan or whatever until, you know, that kid's like needs to use the rumbling, and then he eats it and then he does the rumbling. So, yeah.
Yeah, basically that kid's going to be the last one left alive at this point.
Yep.
You know, and it's going to be the last royal member as well. So, yeah, as long as that kid has the Founding Titan, it'll eventually, everything will die with that child.
Yeah. What did you think about Armin's reaction to this story?
I think Armin's lying, because Armin bursts into tears and Yolanda's like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you, crab baby?
I think that he is just, I don't know, like very excited to hear that Aaron has something noble planned. Like, I guess like he's like, Aaron's actually going to get rid of the Titans. Like, he's just glad that there's more to it than just killing, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, he obviously sees it as an end to things. No, because that's not why he's crying now. He's crying because of the way Yolanda tells the story.
Well, he said something, I wrote it down. It was about like something about it being noble.
Yeah. It's just bonkers the way he says it.
he says,
but no, but to think your cause was so noble.
Yeah, it touched my heart. So,
it touched my heart. I don't think it is, though. Yeah. I think that's kind of his way of making Yolanda think that he understands. He's obviously just like, shit, man, this is euthanasia. Like, you've gone full Hitler. Like, come on. he I'm pretty sure Hitler was the last person, you know. No, he wasn't the last person to try euthanasia.
No.
I'm pretty sure some guy in Zimbabwe tried to do it at some point. apologies to anyone in Zimbabwe if that information is inaccurate. But yeah, euthanasia is a pretty piss poor thing to do to people, if you ask me.
To me, like, Armin's reaction, I always think it was like some kind of like justification for Aaron's actions. Like, he was just like he really didn't want to believe that Aaron's a bad guy.
Yeah. So yeah, you can kind of understand, you know, without directly killing anyone, this is going to solve the world's problem of the Titans. But at the same time, it's not a good idea, because you're essentially wiping out every single generation that would have come afterwards. Like, you're giving that next generation not a chance to exist. And I think I complained about it in the last episode as well. You know, it's the fucking Marlians who keep injecting people with spinal fluid and changing them into Titans. Just stop doing it. You know?
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, Aaron's whole thing is about being free, and getting forcibly snipped is not free.
Well, you can tell us about that, can't you?
No, I had to pay like a $40 like copay. It was not free.
Oh yeah, but your wife had to hold you down. It's like, I don't want to. Do it, Tyler. Sorry. You can edit it out if you want to. I don't know if you want people to know about the state of your testicles.
Oh no, I've got an unreleased podcast recorded about it.
Oh good, okay. what the actual operation? Because that's going to be, guys, we've got a bonus episode for you next week.
I didn't record during, but I recorded just before and just after. Yeah.
Oh cool, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be on our friend Evan's podcast, Thoughtscast, that more often than not someone else releases an episode on.
I can't remember the last time Evan actually released an episode.
I don't either. It's usually Arjuna and Troy.
I think I've done one as well at some point. Yeah, and it's normally Troy fixing toilets as well.
Yep, he should just buy a new toilet at this point, or hire a plumber.
Yeah. But if you've got any interest in fixing toilets, check out Thoughtscast. anyway, yeah, so where was we?
So next scene is they're walking up to the top of the building, and Peek like waves at the crowd of soldiers. But I guess that's her signaling Porco, because like we see him in the crowd.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, that guy looks like a right dick. Who's that? So I recognize him. He looks like a dick. Like, oh, it's Porco. And not Porco Rocco, obviously.
Yeah, it's not a pick
from
person.
Studio Ghibli. Yeah. I wish it was. Can you imagine if Studio Ghibli did Attack on Titan?
I was thinking, can you imagine if Porco was just like a pig person? And like, nobody ever mentioned it, but like, we're just like, that's obviously Porco. There's a pig right there. How did they not notice there's a pig?
Oh, I'd love that.
Now I kind of want to attack on Titan, but all the people are animals, because Gene would be a horse, because they always say he's horse-faced.
Oh, would Armin be like a little ferret or something? Mikasa would definitely be a vicious cat of some kind. Maybe a puma? Hmm. Or a lynx? I like lynxes.
Aaron would be nice, like, there's going to be some kind of animal that can only like move forward. Like you can't walk backwards or something. I know there's something, but I can't think of anything right now.
And it breaks everything in front of him as it goes.
Editor's note. Emus are flightless birds that resemble ostriches, though they are slightly shorter. Unlike their look-alike, emus can only walk forward and not backward. It is not clear why this second largest bird cannot walk backward. Many have suggested that its knee joint prevents it from moving backward. Therefore, Aaron is an emu confirmed. Attack on Titan was inspired by the Great Emu War.
I don't know. I'm losing the plot now. Anyway, what are we doing? They're walking upstairs.
Yep.
And I think they're talking about Zeke, if I remember right.
Yeah. Peek asks if Aaron knows how Zeke can do that thing with a spinal fluid.
Oh, yeah. And where he can change it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she tells him that Zeke... Oh, yeah. Only Zeke knows where that power came from.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
And,
damn it. I was really hoping for answers on that. yeah. She mentions about the fact, every time I met Zeke, I felt like he was telling lie after lie. And then when she met Erin and Zeke said, I'll rescue you, brother, she realised that was the first time he'd ever said the truth. And it's just like, but the way she says it, it's just like, oh, yeah, you're just talking horseshit, PK.
I think it's, I always think it's funny when characters remember exact quotes of things that other characters said years ago. That was 4 years ago, and she remembered it. Like, yeah, I can't remember any exact quote from this episode that I just saw 40 minutes ago.
I can't remember anything from episodes I watched last week that I did a podcast about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I talked 20 minutes about an episode last week. I couldn't tell you any exact quote.
And you didn't even get the baseball episode. No, the brothers play baseball together. Yay! Yeah, but this is why, but when they get to the top of the stairs, this is why I said about Yelena's beard earlier.
Yeah.
It's because PK sees Yelena and obviously hasn't seen her for a long time and goes, oh, you shaved your beard. I thought it suited you. So, yeah, you know, now that I know Yelena's a girl.
That makes more sense now.
No, it makes less sense. I'm like, oh, right, now you're just being a dick to Yelena.
Yeah.
Your name's like, yeah, don't trust that woman. She's a right dick. Take a piss out of my beard. It's a bitch. But yeah, I don't really get this scene though, where like they're looking out over, this is Shiganshina, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, wait, is this Shiganshina?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, or Chikinshima. yeah, so they're looking out over Chikinshima, and Eren just like point to the enemies. Just like, why are they going to be enemies out in Shiganshina? Like,
Well, he knows that there's other people that came with Peek.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, but what's going up to the top of a building and looking at a load of rooftops? Going to be like, I think that one over there.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
It.
Yeah, that's where Dave's hanging out. He's over that one.
You see that one building with Jeff- the Marleyan flag? That is it.
Yes. Oh, how did we not spot the Marleyan flag before? Damn it, who's keeping watch out up here? I've never been to Mali. yeah, I just think it's really ridiculous that that's what Erin does. And it's just like, the whole thing is just so obvious. But also, we had the thing where, you know, she says this is Zeke's secret power, the one where he can turn people into titans.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I thought you, being his brother, would have been able, he would have told you his secret. And then Erin stands there with his hand behind his back, and we see a little crackle of lightning sparking in his hand. Yeah? Yep. Do you see that?
Aaron's always ready to go. Yeah, she's been asking a lot of questions, like not just about that, but like various other things about like their plans and stuff. Like,
yeah, so. She's obviously trying to find out some information. Mm-hmm. But I mean, has Aaron got the power to turn people into titans? That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, no. He was just like ready to like transform.
Oh, turn himself into a Titan.
He was not trusting.
I thought he was going like, oh, I thought he was going into like, I'm going to turn other people into Titans.
No.
Oh yeah, because he mentions on the walk up, doesn't he, about Falco? He says Falco ingested some of the wine, or some of it went into his mouth.
Yeah.
Now, even us, we got the scene of it slowly dripping, but we didn't actually see it go in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, although they think he has ingested some, I don't think he has.
Oh, well, we got proof that he did in your episode. This was your episode. No, this was my episode. Yeah, so when Zeke does his scream, everyone in Shiganshina that drank it, like, feels like an electrical, like, tingling in them, and Falco mm-hmm. felt it.
Ah, felt it in his loins.
Yep.
So
I love how dramatically Peek points at Erin.
Erin.
He's like, okay, show us the enemy. Slowly, and she's like, my enemy is you.
you piece of shit. There. Just pointing straight at Erin.
And then, Porco with his super sensitive pig ears hears it and just like transforms and jumps through. Like we don't get any like lightning or fanfare or anything with Porco transforming.
Yeah, well, because he was underneath them.
Yeah,
and he just kind of like smashes through the roof, doesn't he, and bites Erin's legs off.
Mm-hmm.
And Erin looks pissed.
Yeah,
he looks really pissed off, and so he transforms into the Warrior Titan. was it the Attack Titan?
Yeah, I love the Attack Titan like noises. He's just like,
and everyone's just like, oh god, the Titans have started to move, and so you know, Gilliard's arrived. Good old Porco Rosso. PK's here. Armin's downstairs. Who's obviously the Colossus Titan. Erin's got all the other stuff. Annie is maybe not in Shiganshina, but she's in... Is she in Shiganshina?
I think she's in the central, like, wall.
Central part, yeah. I kind of thought that too. So she's nearby, and then we get some blimps coming in. And who's on the blimp?
It's Reiner. Also, it's Colt's Reiner. There, but, you know, who cares?
Who the fuck's Colt?
Falco's brother.
Oh, he's... awful careful.
Yeah, he was supposed to get the Beast Titan.
Yes. I remember the one now. So Colt's there, and so's Commander Pixis from Marley. No, not Commander Pixis, the other one, Shardis.
I thought you were just making a comparison between them.
They are technically same rank, but he reminds me a lot more of Shardis, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Keith.
Oh man, I was so gutted when Keith got beat up.
Yeah,
I was hoping when they showed him, like, you know, bloodied to a pulp the other episode on the floor, after he'd gone, there's not enough of you to take me down. I kind of thought they'd show him on the floor, but I also thought they would show like half of the cadets just laid out. That's kind of what I, in my head, I was thinking, oh yeah, they're going to take him down, but he's going to absolutely butcher loads of them. But no, it's just kind of like a lot of them looked like they had sore faces and then sore hands from beating him up so much.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, he would have kicked living crap out of loads of them.
He headbutts people. Like, yeah, come on.
That was last week. So yeah, so this is our proverbial cliffhanger that we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, where everyone is there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all the Titans, mm-hmm. apart from Annie, who's like a couple of walls over.
Yep. Zeke, who's like a little ways over inside of a Titan.
Yeah, but we don't quite know where that wood was, so it might be really near Shiganshina.
They're in the Titan Forest, which comes up in the first season. That's where they fight Annie. I don't remember how far away that is, but...
But that was somewhere between... walls, Rose, no,
it's
and Mario,
outside of the walls, isn't it? No, okay, it wouldn't have been then. I don't know. I thought it was the Titan Forest.
Yeah, because
it's.
Yeah, but I think it's the Titan Forest inside the first wall.
Maybe.
Because they were trying to take back. They were trying to get to Shiganshina, weren't they?
Yeah, I think
so. If I remember rightly, to try and take it back.
I can't remember.
they were trying to get to Shiganshina to take back Shiganshina so that they could plug the hole in the wall. So they were taking Erin, and that's when Annie attacked them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ended up in that Titan, what they called the Titan Forest, because you know, the trees are just unfathomably big. Not because it's full of Titans. It was at the time because of the Titans come in, but
not anymore. It's safe. Perfectly safe.
Yeah.
I think it was actually mentioned that it was a tourist attraction. I don't know where these tourists are coming from. Like, I think that was like one of the like info cards, like mid episodes. Like this was a long time ago, but
Yeah, I imagine it's like, you know, we have centre parks here in the UK where you can just go stay in a cabin in the woods. It's kind of like a tourist thing to do. But yeah, so I think that Titan Forest is somewhere near Shiganshina, you know, definitely somewhere between the two walls.
I was thinking it was outside the walls, but yeah, you have to be right. If it's a tourist attraction, they're not going outside of the walls to be tourist.
I'm going to stay in this Titan Forest overnight. Yay! hopefully I won't get eaten.
What do you think's going to happen from here? Do you think Levi's alive? Do you think... what other cliffhangers
do we have? I think Levi's alive because they would have shown us his dead body otherwise. I'm a little bit gutted that you kind of know more than me because you've been reading the manga.
What did you think about where they decided to end this?
Well, again, like I said, it's a dick move, you know. I think if you are going to... unless they're going to go full Dragon Ball and like drag out this final fight for like 15 episodes... Because what's this? This is episode 16 of this season, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I remember rightly. So, yeah, you know, we've had 16 episodes. So you'd assume the second half of the season's also going to be 16 episodes. It's not just going to be this fight.
Well,
that's just about to happen.
Okay.
You know? Eren's in attack Titan form. I said it right.
Yeah, no.
Jaw Titan's there. PK's there. See, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. I just pretend like I'm dumb. Yeah, so, you know, everyone's there. Armin's downstairs. Reiner's coming in on a steel bird, and it's just everything's culminating to this one big action point. And so I'm gutted that they've decided to cut it there. So we're gonna have to wait now like 12 months to get the next part.
Yeah,
just the beginning of the fight. You know, then I assume other things are going to happen. You know, I can't imagine it's going to be 16 episodes and them fighting. Because that, although you get that in Dragon Ball Z, or if it's Dragon Ball Super, you get that 60 episodes. but yeah, it's just, I was gutted. I really thought this was going to be the last episode. So I thought I was going to get a lot of closure on things. But we still have some loopholes. Number one, Annie. Where the fuck is Annie? Now, I'm assuming, here's my theory of Annie, right? I think with that the Aegirists are in charge, I think she's been moved and she'll be in Shiganshina. So she's going to play a part towards the end. Now, obviously, Zeke has been picked up. So there's a big loophole. We don't know what's going with that. And we haven't seen Levi's dead body. So there's that. And obviously, I think that's going to be a whole side mission to go on with Hanji. So I think she's going to kill Flotch at some point and then have to go off hunting Zeke. But I still think overall... as my overall fan theory, that's what's going to happen in the end. I still think it's all going to come down to having Armin eat everyone. I think Armin's going to eat everyone. He's going to have every single Titan. And then he's going to become some sort of sentient Ymir god. And become the original Ymir Titan.
And then he's going to cry about it.
Yeah, he's going to go, I didn't want this.
I ate everyone. I was so hungry.
Yeah. Because do you know what the other thing is that I've been thinking as well, Tyler? The big, you know, it only occurred to me the other day, but the big gaping loophole in the euthanasia theory.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, the idea that they can change every Eldian at a molecular level. So that they can't, you know, to the point where they can't have children or they can save them from a pandemic, COVID. the fact that they can do that, why haven't they just thought, well, instead of euthanizing them, I could just use the Founding Titan to change their molecular structure so that no one can turn into Titans anymore.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's going to come down to Armin and he'll be able to do that. But he'll probably have to get eaten by Falco to do it.
There's sort of an explanation that doesn't work later.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or later?
Later. It's not something you know about now, and I don't know if the people making these decisions know about it right now. Well, I don't know if Zeke would know that wouldn't work or not. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Maybe. But yeah, it all just seems a bit strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would have thought. But yeah, I think it's going to come down, because I'm pretty sure from the lore that they've introduced so far, and you know they give it to you in fits and spurts, I'm probably not remembering it all correctly, but it all did start with one god titan called Ymir,
mm-hmm.
who then introduced everything else. So I think combining back all of the main shifting titans would create a god Ymir again.
Maybe.
But again, I don't know where then... what's her face? Who's the queen called? I've got the queen's name.
Historia,
yeah. I don't know where she's going to come into this with her stable boy child.
Yeah.
God, why do royal people always sleep with the stable boys, eh? Just happens everywhere.
So, what do you want to find out what happens, or do you want to wait a year?
I'm so conflicted. When's the last episode of the manga?
The last chapter comes out on the 8th of April. So April 9th or 8th. So like next week.
Next week?
And there'll be 22 chapters. So it's like, it's not even that much. That's like an afternoon's reading. That is almost exactly what we're doing for our month episodes. You know, like they were usually like 16 to 20 something chapters.
I don't know. What would we do for the anime for the manga? Would you do a chapter at a time?
I would go through it, I think, and kind of like pick like a group of like four or five chapters that like flow together, you know, like sort of a contained story, and then maybe we could go by volume because volumes are like four or five chapters.
I don't know. I feel like we have become a podcast for the manga, for the anime.
It's up to you. It's whatever you want to do. There's also, if we wait for the anime, there's a couple of like, there's spinoff stuff, but all of that, I believe most of that was turned into, videos. So there's like OVAs that cover it. So we could watch those.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'll be more down for that.
Okay. And I haven't seen any of those, and those are actually supposedly have some relation, a couple of them, to the end of the manga. So,
and we could do the two movies that no one talks about.
Yeah, we are doing those. I already did them.
Yeah, but not for this podcast.
Oh yeah, no. We're releasing one of them for this podcast next week.
Ah, okay. Oh, I'll let you talk to the guys about that.
Okay. Yeah. So. Since there's no more Attack on Titan for a year, I decided to watch the two live-action Japanese movies with my friend Eric, who is doing a podcast called Podcasters Assemble, all about kaiju movies, and it's kind of a kaiju movie. So we're releasing part one over on this podcast next week, and then part two will be released the same day on his podcast, Podcasters Assemble. And yeah, if you haven't seen the movies, maybe don't. we'll tell you everything you need to know, and then you don't have to waste your time watching it, because they're not great. You watched half of one, didn't you, Bill?
I did, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah,
from the off. they're not great, and they changed the story a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I got halfway through and I fell asleep. that's about the level this movie was on.
Yeah. And the fun thing is Eric knows even less than Bill did, because you had seen the first season of the anime when we started this podcast. Eric has seen nothing. Eric actually listened to... He watched an episode of Attack on Titan from this season so that he could listen to our podcast about it. So
that's messed up, man.
Yeah, he has to be so confused. And now he's seen a movie that does everything wrong. So
he's basically taking on your Star Trek journey, but in Attack on Titan 4.
Yeah.
Between now and the next season, should we just get Eric on to talk about a random episode of Attack on Titan every week?
Just really screw with him.
Yeah, we'll just pick one at random. He has to watch it and talk about it.
But yeah, I think there's probably about half a dozen OVAs, so we can maybe do like one a month of those. Like, I think we can probably get together once a month, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We can make this work, probably.
Yeah, so that sounds good. I think we'll try to do that, and then we'll get back with the anime, and then after that, I don't know what we'll do.
Yeah. I don't know. End the podcast. Start watching Dragon Ball from the beginning.
Oh god, that'd take forever. Eric's also never seen Dragon Ball, and he keeps telling me that I told him we're gonna do a podcast like the Star Trek podcast where we watch random episodes, but with him and Dragon Ball. And I'm like, I never said we'd do this, so maybe we do that.
That'd be funny. But yeah, no, Dragon Ball. God, there's so much Dragon Ball. I think if we did that with him, we should only make him watch Dragon Ball GT. You know, let's be kind about this.
I haven't seen all of Dragon Ball GT. I've seen the last episode, and I've seen a lot in between the first episode.
What? You only saw the last one?
No, I saw the first one also. And I've seen like various episodes in between, but I never saw the whole thing.
Do you like read the last page of a book?
Sometimes. I like to read the last paragraph and be like, ah.
Okay, weird. yeah, weird. I don't get it. I did force myself through GT. And yeah, although like the first two or three arcs are just terrible, the final arc is incredible.
Yeah,
really good. And everyone just goes, oh, GT's just crap. It's just like, yeah, but what's the last bit?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Once it stops being Kid Goku and he's grown up again, it's amazing.
Well, he's never grown up again fully. He's only grown up when he transforms into Super Saiyan 4.
Yeah, but that's good enough for me. But that's my favorite Super Saiyan form. That looks. People dick on that form a lot, but I just love it. Anyway, yeah, looks like we're becoming a Dragon Ball podcast people.
Yeah, I've been watching Dragon Ball Super, so I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, well, let's not start with Dragon Ball. I don't think I can take watching Goku playing around with Bulma's crutch again.
Yeah, they make a lot of jokes about Bulma's boobs sagging in Super.
Yeah, I know. Great.
Anyways, so I guess let's bring this podcast to an end. You should tell people about your Zelda 2 podcast.
Oh, I have a Zelda 2 podcast, which is shortly going to become a Switch podcast. So, yeah, I have a podcast, which is just my sort of my dicking about podcast called Bill's JRPG Adventures and Other Trappings. And as part of that, I started a Zelda 2 project where I get a lot of fellow podcasting friends to submit audio on Zelda 2 playing the game. And it's kind of done almost like a book club. So we do it a chapter at a time, and then I kind of edit together in like a documentary style. It's really fun. It's a bitch to edit, so the episodes are coming out much more delayed than I was expecting. I seem to be lucky to get one out every couple of weeks at this point. But it's a really, really good show. So if you check out Bill's JRPG Adventures and Other Trappings, it's probably some of the best podcasting work I've done, only because of the amount of work it takes.
Yeah,
but it's also I just think it sounds really good and it works really well, and so we've decided to expand that into its own podcast, which is going to be called the Super Switch Club, which is currently available on all good podcasting feeds and has the first episode of the Zelda podcast on there at the moment. We're going to put it all on there, and what we're going to do in the future is we're going to choose one of the games available on the NES or SNES on the Switch, Nintendo Switch Online platform. Because then it's kind of like everyone who's got a Switch has basically got Nintendo Online anyway. And so all those games are freely available to them. So it's going to be available to a lot of people, and you can jump on and you can play the games with us. So there's lots of good games in there, like the Breath of Fire series, and there's lots of other games in there, like Zelda 2. but yeah, we're going to try and alternate between NES one time and then SNES the next time. Depending on how big the game is, depends on how long the season runs. So it's going to be an interesting project, and it's going to be a really fun podcast. So I suggest you check both those out.
Yeah, it's really, really fun to listen to. I have not been playing Zelda 2. I played a little bit of it a long time ago, and I don't even enjoy Zelda games in general. I think they're shitty. They're some of the shittiest games out there, Bill.
I know. It's a conspiracy.
I don't know why people love them so much.
Nintendo has somehow convinced the world that Zelda is amazing.
How many people have Zelda tattoos? It's just like, it's not even a good game. But yeah, so it's been really fun to listen to.
Hang on,
so.
I will defend it. Link's Awakening is good, and so is Breath of the Wild. The rest of it's kind of
Breath
like
of
mid-tier
the Wild
trash.
Is fun until you explore everything, and then I just didn't feel the need to complete the story.
I probably got about a quarter of the way for exploring the world, and then I gave up Breath of the Wild. I don't have time. This is just going to be this over and over again. I don't have time for it.
Yeah. So anyways, go check it out, and maybe we'll throw an episode of it in this feed so people can, you know, we'll force them to check it out. It'll be on your phone already if you're subscribed, so just listen to it.
I'll have to do one with all the swearing bleeped out.
Yeah, I'll just...
You think we swear a lot in this podcast? Wait until you've played Zelda 2. You'll never stop swearing for the rest of your life.
It's funny because you bleep out some swearing, but not all of it.
No, it was in the first episode, we all read the manual just as like a test, like as a test run to see if it would work. And I bleeped out a few things in there because there was only like two or three swear words. And then I think for the first episode... So in every episode, we cover up to each palace that you do. So it's basically like, you know, a dungeon is an episode. So you do a bit of exploring on the overworld map, find your dungeon, do the dungeon. And yeah, for the first episode, I used the noise of Zelda from the Ocarina of Time, his attack noise, where he goes, ha! And every time someone said the F word, I bleeped him out with the ha! And then when I got to Palace 2, there was just so much swearing in it. I was just like, I honestly can't be fucked to spend that amount of time bleeping everyone out with this soundbite. So I just let it go. It's just like, and yeah, everyone's like, well, sometimes you bleep us out. So it's like, no, I don't ever bleep you out anymore. But Eric from some of your podcasts, he still submits his audio and he pre-bleeps himself, which I find really funny. It's like, come on, Eric, let the world hear your bleeps. I'll only ever bleep myself out if I use the C word, which I did last week, and then you bloody put it back in.
Yep. Well, you didn't leave enough context. Mm. You've got to leave the first little bit of the syllable and the last little bit so people know what word you're saying, but they don't hear it.
No, I had to bleep it out.
Yeah, like say it right now.
I mean, I bleep me out. Bleep me.
Say it again. Give me a good clean one.
I don't want to do it. Right.
Okay.
I want it bleeped, though, because if my work ever find out I do podcasting...
Yeah. Well, just listen back to this and you'll hear how to bleep, because you'll be like, I said cunts, but it's... Yeah, you'll see. Anyways, I think we've rambled enough. We've rumbled enough.
Ramble on! Rumble on! That's right, we're protected for 50 years now. It's like getting the snip. I mean,
it only lasts for 50 years and it grows back.
Yeah. You know, don't forget that. Right.
It actually can grow back together, and they just kind of like, they jumble it in there like random places, and they're just like, they can't find the other ends probably, but then they can sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes they find their way through from tube to tube.
Yep. Anyways.
Enough of Tyler's vasectomy.
Enough of my euthanasia.
No, you see, you're not going to be euthanized, though. You have a child who can pass on your DNA.
Yeah.
Now, if you gave Chappie the snip, which also would be very cruel. He's very young.
Yeah.
But then you would have euthanized your family line.
All right. You can find us on like Twitter and Instagrams and social medias. We got links down in the description.
Yeah, and if you have got any ideas for any extra content you'd like to hear from me and Tyler, then let us know.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe
if
Bill can
do the manga. Tell us, and we'll just do the manga.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe Bill can like give us like you can do like a fan theory, or not fan theory, just like a. What's the word, Bill?
Godlike?
What?
Godlike?
No.
Adonis?
No, would you
I'm
like...
just trying to think of ways people normally describe me.
I was thinking you can like write your own story about the warrior titan.
if I had time for stuff like that, I would. But unfortunately, I've got the Zelda 2 podcast you
edit. Yeah, so I think we'll be monthly-ish until the winter.
Yeah, we'll do monthly-ish extra content. Just let me know what I've got to watch, Tyler.
Okay, sounds good.
Keep me in the loop, man.
Yeah. So until then, Bill, don't get eaten.
Yeah, and same to you, Tyler. Don't get eaten, and don't populate. get your euthanize on.
Yeah. You too. You're coming up for that soon, right? You said you had to wait like, was it a year, 2 years?
Oh no, I'm no. In the UK, you're not allowed to get the snip within a year of having a child. I don't think it's either like a year or 2 years, and it's because on the NHS they noticed a huge trend in the fact that people got the snip. And then a couple of years later, like straight after having children, because once you've had a child, you know, your hormones and everything are trying to tell you, don't have another kid yet, it's going to be hell. So lots of people go and got the snip, and then the NHS noticed that all these people were then coming back like 2 years later going, oh, actually, we do want more children. So then they're having to get reversals. So now the NHS say, like, it's a mental health thing. Like, don't get the snip directly after you've had a child, because you know, I think it was saying like 80% of people change their mind. So they were like, yeah, you know, don't get the snip within 2 years. So they don't let you do it. And then it's like, after that, you can then get the snip if you want to. But I don't want to get the snip, you know?
No, I thought you were getting it.
You know, what? Well, what if my wife decides that she doesn't like Attack on Titan anymore? She leaves me. You know, I'll have to find another woman who likes Attack on Titan.
And then you'll have to have more kids.
Them so I can get no more sleep. No, I think I am done having children. You know, I'm not even sure if that scenario did happen and I was, you know, found myself single and then needing another woman, I don't think I'd have more children. You know, I like the idea of, you know, I'm only a few years away from being 40 years old, and I like the idea of being able to sleep again by the time I'm 40.
That'd be nice.
that really appeals to me. So I'm getting there. Getting there, slowly but surely.
Well, speaking of kids, I have to go take care of mine now, so...
Yep, and I can see Troy Titan walking down the road, so I'm going to go hide before he rips his belly open and shoves me in there.
You won't do that.
I'll take care of you now, Bill.
Grab my strong
intestine.
You're
my baby now, Bill. Oh, yeah, it's like a baby in the womb. I didn't think of that when it put Zeke in its belly.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, yeah, don't get eaten, guys.
Don't get eaten.
Podcasters, calling all podcasters. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special bulletin. This is Raymond Burr reporting live from the We Can Make This Work, probably Podcast Network, regarding the latest season of Podcasters Assemble. We are receiving reports of, well, what can only be described as a gigantic ape rampaging through the streets of New York City, and I'm being told it is now scaling the Empire State Building. Preposterous! Wait. No, wait, this just in. According to our overseas correspondents, there's been a confirmed sighting of a massive reptilian creature off the coast of Japan. Scientists are speculating this could be the very same species that first wreaked havoc on Tokyo back in 1954. Oh, the humanity! If you have any information regarding these two Goliath monsters or their film franchises, please record on your dictaphone and post or telegraph your audio transmission to us at probablywork.com. Over the next several weeks, we will be reviewing some of the biggest films in kaiju cinema. 1933's classic King Kong, the original Godzilla from 1954, the controversial 1998's Godzilla, Peter Jackson's 2005 King Kong, as well as the Legendary Pictures movies Godzilla, Kong Skull Island, and Godzilla King of the Monsters, leading up to this year's release of Godzilla vs. Kong on March 26, 2021. Please, please hurry. Time is running out. We've just been told that the mayor is evacuating the city and the president dispatching military forces. It appears that the monster known as Gojira is now making his way to shore and... Oh, I don't know how to describe what I'm looking at, dear listeners, but this dinosaur-like creature is actually approaching what the tabloids have dubbed Kong, the eighth wonder of the world. The gorilla is snarling its teeth and banging on its chest in what seems to be, I don't know, a show of strength, defending its territory. They appear to be squaring off. Oh, jeez. This is it, people. The battle of the century. It's Godzilla versus Kong. A fire-breathing lizard takes on the giant angry ape. In this, a no-holds-barred clash between the King of the Monsters and the Titan of Skull Island. Who will come out on top? Why are they fighting? How did that monkey get so big? Will we survive to find out? Find out on the latest season of Podcasters Assemble, Kongzillathon!
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.